This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Well, hello to you. Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you from the nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. Thanks for taking time out of your day to tune in. And remember, you can always catch the Radio Realtors on AM 1380 The Answer, Money 105.5 FM. And if you miss our show on your radio, well, you can always listen to our podcast. And all you got to do to find us is just search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese. And you can also text us or call us right now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That number again is 833-32-RADIO, because at the Radio Realtors, we don't just discuss real estate on your radio. We are super active realtors that work with our listeners and our clients just like you every single day. So let's get your home on the market and help you sell it for the premium that you deserve. Call us or text us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we have a fun show for you today, including these topics. Number one is, how much does it cost to buy a house today? We're going to answer that question. We're also going to do an interview with Sammy Campbell from AmCap Loans. Sammy is one of our new preferred mortgage lenders, and her team is outstanding. We're going to give you a chance to meet Sammy today. And then thirdly, we're going to talk about the most common questions asked by home sellers, and we are going to answer those for you. So let's start things off. So how much does it cost to buy a house today? Well, the Radio Realtors, we're going to answer that question and some other questions on the show today. And we're also going to give you some of the most up-to-date facts and figures about the home buying process. And when you think about it, buying a home is probably the biggest and most important purchase you are ever going to make. And the possibility of doing it may even seem totally overwhelming to you, maybe more today than ever before. And if you've tuned into our show recently, you're probably well aware that the housing market is just like the grill at one of our favorite restaurants, the Mongolian Barbecue in Citrus Heights. It is sizzling hot right now, and people are picking up and moving, and they're doing it in record numbers. And yet, even with the number of listings down 25% from last year, potential home buyers, they're seeing bidding wars and rising prices. But I think we all just need to kind of take a deep breath here, because if you're a wannabe homeowner, it's really easy for you to get caught up in the hysteria and the drama. But on today's show, we're not going to get lost in the hype. We're going to instead focus on hope and strategy, and we're going to concentrate on the facts and figures so you homebuyers can set some goals that, with some planning and maybe some persistence, is going to help you get your perfect home. So if you're hoping to buy a home sometime in the near future, we're going to give you some simple numbers that you need to know, including how much a home costs today, how low your down payment can be, and give you an idea about hidden fees that many home buyers are unaware of. So question number one is, how much does a house cost you today? Well, according to the latest research, the median house price in the United States is $375,000. Now, of course, that's going to vary significantly based on the area where you're hoping to buy, the home's square footage, the age and condition of the home, and other variables like whether your home is on a waterfront or maybe it's on a golf course. And when we say that the median home price can vary, you need to know that it's higher right here in Northern California, because in the greater Sacramento area, the median house price is just under $470,000. And the price of homes has risen 10% over the past year, nationwide, and much more than that in some especially hot areas, due in large part to high demand and low inventory. And we get it, this type of double-digit increase can be super disappointing for you. However, it's definitely not a sign that you should sit on the sidelines and wait for prices to fall before you get into the home buying game. So in other words, what we're trying to say is that waiting for home prices to drop could cost you even more. And to do a quick comparison, in the same way you can't really time the stock market, I know there are some people that think that they can do it, but for the average person, it's, you know, it's difficult to buy low and sell high and time the stock market perfectly. Well, it's really hard to time the housing market. So in a nutshell, what we're trying to say is that if you're ready to buy a home financially and emotionally, well, it really makes sense to move forward now. So question number two is, how much home can you afford? And, you know, the best way for you to figure this out, I mean, there's online calculators and all those things, but absolutely the best way that we have found to figure this out and to get really close to exact number for you is to have you have a conversation with one of our preferred mortgage lenders. And I guess the question on this to dovetail how much can you afford is, can you take 5 minutes out of your life to find out what your home price range is and what you can afford? And if the answer is, well, yeah, I can take 5 minutes, Rob, well, then give us a call right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We can set you up to talk with one of our preferred mortgage lenders today, and they can pretty much help you within just a 5-10 minute phone call. That's all it takes. It doesn't take forever for them to figure this out. And then here at the Radio Realtors, we also have some special incentives for you with our Power Buyer program. And this is a program where we pay you up to $5,000 of our commission to help you buy a home. You know, nobody else has this program. So not only are we going to set you up with one of our preferred mortgage lenders that's going to give you the best interest rates and they can close your loan in as little as 10 days, but we're also going to help you by paying up to $5,000 of our own commission to help you buy a home. So once again, give us a call here at the Radio Realtors. Our number is 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can even go to our website. It's theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we have a live chat option available 24 hours a day. There's an actual team member. There's going to be like a face that drops down, and it'll say somebody's name that's on our team. And that person can talk to you and kind of get some of the basic information so that we can help you out. But that is available 24 hours a day at theradiorealtors.com, that live chat option. It's not a bot. It's not like a computer-generated answer. This is an actual real live person right here in Northern California that's a part of our team, and they are going to help you and answer all the questions they can answer and then put you in touch with us. So you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, or you can simply give us a call and talk to us directly. And if we don't answer, it just means that we're not available at that particular moment. So leave your name and your phone number and your information, and we'll get back to you. 833-32-RADIO is that number. That's 833-32-RADIO. Now, question number three is, how much do you need for a down payment? You know, as you probably know, very few people pay for homes in cash. You would think that everybody's doing it, but very few people actually do it in real life. Most people need to get a mortgage to buy a home, but there's a lot of uncertainty out there about how much money you really actually need to put down on a house. And there's still some amazing confusion on this subject, because there was a recent survey done that showed over 54% of respondents still believe you need to put down 20% of the price of a house. And on a $375,000 home, that amounts to $75,000. So that's quite a bit of money for anybody just to pull out of their savings. Now, we're not saying that coming in with 20% down payment won't make your offer stronger, because it most certainly will. But having said that, first-time buyers usually don't have profits from the sale of a home to put into a down payment on a new home like move-up buyers do. I mean, if you're in the middle of, I have a client right now that we just sold her home. Now she's taking that giant down payment and putting it on her next home. But if she didn't have a home to sell, she wouldn't have had this giant nest egg that she can put onto the new home. The good news is that the 20% down payment is nice, but it's unnecessary these days. Buyers with strong credit taking out a conventional loan can put down as little as 3%. And there's also a variety of programs that help out aspiring homeowners who have low or no down payment available. And I'm going to cover those three important ones in just a little bit. So stay with us. We are the Radio Realtors. We're going to come back with these three important loan options that can help you buy a home. But stick around, and by all means, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 833-32-RADIO is our number. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at Zotex.
Flooring.com. Hey, I've got Frank Desmachi. He's the chief technical engineer with Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in our area. You can find them at nationwidesun.com. Frank, there's so many solar companies out there. What makes you guys different?
First and foremost, the most important thing with us is we understand solar is science. It's not something that's sales related. It doesn't require salespeople, which is why we do not have one single salesperson or a single commissioned employee on our staff. We make sure that all our designs, first and foremost, are produced by our electrical engineer. Then it comes across my desk. Every single project gets my stamp on it before it leaves. This way, we can ensure that our customers are getting a system designed for them specifically.
This is a revolutionary approach to going solar. And all you got to do to get your free, no obligation, no salesperson visit to get more information about solar is go to their website, nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We're proudly coming to you from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. And just a reminder, if you have not gotten your free solar assessment yet from Nationwide Sun, you need to get a hold of them right away. Their website is nationwidesun.com. That is nationwidesun.com. And one of the great things is their owner, Frank, he's also their chief electrical engineer, and he says they don't have any commissioned salespeople in their office, he says, because you don't need to be sold on solar. It's science. And he says, and what we're going to do is help you get to the point where you're just not paying anything for your utilities. And wouldn't that be great? So get a hold of them right away. Their website is nationwidesun.com. That is nationwidesun.com. Now, we are talking about how much does it cost to buy a house today? And the first question that we answered was, How much does a house cost today? Well, the median house price in the United States right now is $375,000. And as we said, it does vary significantly based on your area where you're hoping to buy, the home's square footage, the age and condition of the home, and other variables like whether your home is on the waterfront or it's on a golf course. But here in the Northern California area, in the greater Sacramento area, the median house price is just under $470,000. So we are seeing that home values have gone up. Home prices are going up. Now, the second question we had is, how much home can you afford? Well, the best way for you to figure that out is to talk to one of our preferred mortgage lenders. We're actually going to be having an interview with Sammy Campbell from AMCAP Home Loans in the next segment. But give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. We have a live chat option with a live person from our team 24/7 that can talk to you. But you can get the ball started there. You can get the ball started by giving us a call, and we will put you in touch with one of our preferred mortgage lenders. And on top of that, we have the Power Buyer program, where we pay you up to $5,000 of our commission to help you buy a home. Nobody else does that. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to us at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Now, question number three was, how much do you need for a down payment? Well, the great news is that in the past, a lot of people thought, I have to put down at least 20%. And that may have been the best thing back in the day. But right now, you don't need 20%. You could get in for as little as 3%. And then there's some down payment assistance programs that can get you even below 3%. A variety of programs are out there to help aspiring homeowners who have low or no down payment available. So you can reach on out to us at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Now, let me tell you, there are three important loan options that have down payment assistance available. The number one ones are FHA loans, and these loans are insured by the Federal Housing Administration, and they help home buyers who typically might not be able to qualify for a conventional mortgage. The FHA program is designed to secure financing for those with maybe a little bit lower income, maybe you don't have a lot of savings, and borrowers can put down as little as 3.5%, provided they have a credit score of at least 580. However, one added cost that you'll have is FHA mortgage insurance. It's called PMI, or private mortgage insurance, and you probably heard about it, but it varies from about 0.45% to 1.05% of your loan amount. So you do have that. And if you kind of take a moment maybe to put these numbers into perspective, if you buy a $300,000 home, you do that with an FHA loan, you're going to pay about $1,500 to $3,000 per year for your mortgage insurance. So that cost broken down into monthly installments make it more affordable. And in this example, at $300,000 purchase, you're probably looking at, I guess, maybe $125 to $250 per month. Now, the second type of loan that you can use is USDA loans. Now, USDA loans are offered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they're backed by the agency's Rural Development Guaranteed Housing Loan Program. And USDA loans help buyers with moderate or low incomes purchase properties outside of cities. And some of their most enticing features include low or no down payments, lower than standard interest rates, and looser qualifications for income and credit history. And borrowers typically need a minimum credit score of 640. And you might go, well, I don't know if where I want to buy has any USDA loans available. Well, there are several counties that are around the Sacramento County area that have either full or partial availability of USDA loans. So you'd actually be really, really surprised, but there are counties that you can get these types of loans, and it could be, you know, Placer County, El Dorado County, even like Yuba County and whatnot. So like I said, borrowers typically need a minimum credit score of 640. Now, number three is VA loans. And we talked about VA loans a couple of weeks ago, but they're backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And these loans offer veterans and active military folks financing without a down payment. And you heard that right, 0% down. What's more, No private mortgage insurance is needed, and they are quick to close now. In fact, one of our preferred mortgage lenders closed a recent VA loan in just 17 days. And you can have a credit score with a VA loan as low as 500 and still be pre-approved. So if you want to find out what special loan programs you may be eligible for, give us a call right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can chat with one of our team live on our live chat option at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So let's go to question number four. Question number four is, are there additional costs to buying a home? And this is a good one because it's not just your down payment that you have to save up for. We've seen this pretty often where prospective home buyers, they squirrel away just enough money for their down payment, and then surprise, other expenses pop up. And remember this, other expenses will always pop up. They just do. So to help prepare you for it, here are some of the big ones. Number one is your closing costs. And these are fees that are associated with processing a mortgage, and it might be larger than you imagine. Closing costs can range from about 3% to 5% of your loan amount, depending on the state, the lender that you're using, and the loan type. And on a $300,000 loan, for example, closing costs could range from about $9,000 to $15,000. And it looks like we just got a text on the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO. This one is from Janice in Fair Oaks. She's asking, what does all of this money go towards for the closing costs? That is a great question there, Janice. So, and thanks for texting this in. But here's kind of a rundown on where the closing cost money goes. Number one, a loan amount origination fee, which lenders charge for processing the paperwork for your loan. They've got to get paid, right? Now, there's also a fee for, number two is a fee for running your credit report. Number three, a fee to assess and underwrite your credit worthiness. Number four is a fee for the appraisal of the home, which makes sure its value syncs up with the loan you've applied for. And number five is a fee for a title search to make sure that there aren't any liens on the property that could interfere with your ownership of it. And the good news is you're going to know ahead of time what you're expected to pay because lenders are required by law to give you an estimate of your closing costs within 3 days of receiving your mortgage application. So number two, the other costs you need to be aware of are that private mortgage insurance, that PMI we talked about, and this is insurance, also known as PMI. It is usually added when home buyers put down less than 20%. And a PMI policy reflects the fact that you're buying a home with a relatively maybe small investment, and it protects the lender if you stop making payments. And remember, before agreeing to a mortgage, find out how your PMI is going to be paid. Typically, it's paid monthly and possibly rolled in with your monthly mortgage payment or upfront at closing. Number three is property taxes. And these taxes average around $2,500 per year, but they vary widely based on your state. For instance, New Jersey has the nation's highest average taxes at $8,400 a year, while Rhode Island has the lowest at $4,300 roughly. And taxes will also depend on your particular property's location, the size, other factors like whether your tax basis falls under a propositions guidelines, those types of things. Number four is HOA fees. If you buy a condo or a townhouse or a home with shared amenities like a parking lot or a community swimming pool or, you know, clubhouse, that type of thing, your home may belong to a homeowners association or HOA. And if the HOA hires service providers to maintain these public areas, the convenience fee comes out of your pocket. And it averages maybe about $200 to $300 a month, but we've seen some for quite a bit more. So just remember that those are some of the costs there. Bottom line here is that there are benefits and incentives for you to work with the Radio Realtors when buying a home and selling a home, but we're talking about buyers right now. But if you're looking to buy, we have our Power Buyer program where we pay up to $5,000 of our commission to help you purchase that home. Nobody else does that. And we also have preferred mortgage lenders that can close your loan in as little as 10 days. All these things just make it like the perfect storm for you to buy a home right now. and interest rates are still good, even though they're ticking up a little bit. We are finding that our Power Buyer program is helping our clients to get into homes every single week. So give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTHEXFlooring.com.
So I've got Frank Desmachi here. He's the chief technical engineer for Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in Northern California. Now, Frank, we've heard why your company is different, but say I wanted to go solar. How does it work? Does somebody come out to my house or what?
Well, at the beginning, that's not at all necessary because we have no salespeople and nobody needs to pressure you. Solar is science. All we need is your usage information, which we can get from your power bill, whether it's SMUD, PG&E, SoCal Edison, and we work with all. And with that, we can design a system to give you 100% offset based on your last 12 months use, if that's what your goal. Most people would like to get to the point where they just don't pay anything. And that's what we do. Over 3,500 systems in operation in California, not a single one of them are getting get true up at the end of the year. I make sure of it. We even guarantee the production of our system. If it goes below that, we'll pay you the difference.
Find out more at NationwideSun.com. That's NationwideSun.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right. Hello to you. Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. As always, we're proudly coming to you from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. And unfortunately, I'm riding solo today in the studio as my radio partner, Frank, is under the weather. Please say a prayer for him as it's so much more fun when he's here in the studio with me. But I am very fortunate to have one of our new preferred mortgage lenders on the line. Her name is Sammy Campbell from AmCap Home Loans. First of all, Sammy, I just want to welcome you to the Radio Realtors Preferred Mortgage Lenders, and it's an honor to have you on our team.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be on.
Well, I really want to kind of introduce our audience to you, Sammy, and AmCap Loans and your team. So tell us a little bit about AmCap.
AmCap is a mortgage company based out of Texas. It has a real family feel, and that was what drew me to the company. But in addition to that, you've got to be able to get your loans done, and they do that very well. We have a dedicated team of underwriters as well as closers and funders, so it really helps us get those loans to the finish line whenever we have time constraints.
Yeah, and you know, it was funny because when we were originally talking, you were telling me about just the logo, the thought that went into the logo. I mean, it was amazing. It was pretty intense. I mean, and it's all about, you know, you being a partner and you guys being family oriented and really working hard for your clients who need home loans. So that's pretty cool. So Sammy, can you give us a pulse on what's happening in your world with like mortgage interest rates right now. What's happening?
Well, there's no secret that they're going up. Even so, though, I think it's always still a good time to buy, even though rates are going up, prices are going up too. So, you know, the sooner you can get in and get a house locked in and purchase, the sooner you can lock in that equity position in a home purchase.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree with that. And what's kind of interesting too is that, you know, when we're saying interest rates are going up, and obviously the Fed has been talking about that, but we're still talking fairly amazing interest rates. It's just not in the twos like we were seeing a while ago, right?
Right. And I mean, those rates have been artificially suppressed for quite some time. I think that even though we're seeing a spike right now, I do think we'll see that settle down a little bit. I don't have a crystal ball, so of course I can't say that that's firm or solid, but I don't expect that we're just going to keep seeing them go up and up and up. I think it'll slow down a little bit soon.
It's interesting, and I don't know if this has been your experience. I'm sure it probably has, but well, it seems like at least the last 2 or 3 years we heard that interest rates are going up, they're going up, they're going up, and then they might have, you know, increased a little bit, and then they would come back down, and then they got like extremely low, but it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride with not those super high rates, but we've had super low and then, you know, slightly higher. And so because of inflation and some other factors, we are seeing the rates kind of go up. Now, do you feel that like the end of February, which it's hard to believe that we're almost in the end of February here, but do you kind of feel that the end of February, early March is like a good time for you to get pre-approved for a mortgage loan?
Well, I'll kind of go back to what I was saying just a little bit ago. I think it's always a good time. I think making that commitment to home ownership is a good decision. And especially with values going up, you know, across the country, but absolutely in California, prices going up. If you can lock in purchasing a home now, then you're locking in your equity position now. As we go into the spring and into the summer month, then the competition just goes up. More people start looking and it makes it harder to find a home.
And I agree with that. It's funny because we call that the Super Bowl syndrome around here. We have found that right after the Super Bowl, kind of people come out of hibernation and they've made that New Year's resolution maybe that they want to buy a home. And now they're getting, you know, almost into March and the spring home buying season, home selling season is coming. And now they're ready to go. So I think that people that maybe talk to you now are putting themselves kind of in a really good position to be ready. Don't you think that some people kind of put the cart before the horse? They go out looking at homes, maybe go to open houses, they find their dream home, and then they have to scramble to get their mortgage together, right?
That's absolutely correct. And you're going to have the smoothest process if you plan a little bit ahead. And it doesn't take a ton of planning, but it's important that people go ahead and give us a call and do this part first so that helps to make the process smoother. Buying a home, getting a mortgage is perceived to be stressful and complicated, but if you do it in the correct manner, it really doesn't have to be. We hold your hand and make it as seamless as possible.
And that's one of the things I really, really like about you guys is because you're partnering with each individual person and helping them figure out what the best loan option is for them and making it so that it's almost like they're a cash buyer at that point because you've done all the pre-approval work and you're really, really, you know, working to help them get the loan done and process quickly, helping that offer to be as solid as it possibly can be. So what about people that maybe need to refinance? Should people call you if they just want to refinance the current mortgage that they have?
Absolutely. We're here for all things mortgage. And what we do is an analysis to make sure that it makes sense to refinance. We're going to look at each situation individually and make sure that we can accomplish what it is that the borrower ultimately wants to accomplish. And I have on many occasions told somebody that it didn't make sense to refinance. I'm not going to try to do a loan for somebody if it doesn't make financial sense. Ultimately, it's up to the borrower to decide, but I do want to make sure that it's a good fit.
Right. We always tell our listeners that we like to sleep at night, and so we want to make sure that mm-hmm. we're doing right by them. So that's cool because, you know, sometimes you look at the situation and go, you know what, really probably doesn't make sense for you to refinance right now, unless there's maybe you need cash out or something like that. But yeah, everybody's situation is different, and you look at each person's individual case there. So now I got a question for you. This is just a text that came in, and it looks like it's from Lori in Sacramento, and she is asking, can you ask this question of Sammy? Do you need to have perfect credit right now to get a mortgage loan?
No, that's the short answer. No.
Okay.
a lot of lenders don't have this as an option, but we are able to go down to 500 on credit score. That doesn't mean that anybody who has a 500 credit score is able to get a loan, but it is still something that we're able to consider. Again, going back to one of the things that set us apart at AMCAP is we do look at the big picture. We try to not lump everybody into the same box, and we look at the individual transaction. But even beyond that, for somebody who doesn't have perfect credit or great credit, we have companies that we can refer to help improve credit, people that have worked really well with our clients in the past, and it's a comfortable referral, like it's a trustworthy resource.
Right. And those are great resources to have, because sometimes I think that people think, well, my credit's not good enough or I can't do it. So they kind of sit on the sidelines and they let the time go by. But we've had people that have called and talked to one of you guys, one of our preferred mortgage lenders, and they found out that they were ready to go. Dealing with one of your mortgage loan officers, Rochelle, I remember not too long ago, we had a client and they had just one thing that needed to be changed on their credit score. They actually had to refinance a vehicle because they had bought the vehicle mm-hmm. when they had no credit and it was a really high interest rate. They refinanced that, and then once they did that, it dropped their payment like by almost half, and then it mm-hmm. raised their credit score by like 40 or 50 points, and they could qualify for a mortgage. So sometimes it just takes kind of like you're the doctor there and you got to take a look at what's going on, a diagnosis to see what the best program is going to be, what the best options are, and if there's anything that need to be fixed to get it so you can get into the home buying game, right?
Correct. Sometimes people think it's worse than what it really is, but let us take a look at it and we will do what we can to get you into a home.
Awesome. Now, this is my last question for you. So we pride ourselves on quick closes here. And, you know, in California, man, everything's moving fast. It's like pew, pew, you know. So how quickly can somebody get into a house? I mean, can we, working with AMCAP Home Loans and you, Sammy, get people into a home in like the 2 to 3 week time frame still?
Yes. Yes. We, again, going back to the team that we have our own underwriters, our own closers. We're not relying on corporate resources where turn times can be longer. We have our own within our team. So that allows us to get through the transaction faster.
Yeah, and I will tell you, you know, we always say cash is king here in California, but speed is queen for sure. And having a quick close, and then the last thing that we have talked about, that's something that's unique when people work with our preferred mortgage lenders like Sammy Campbell over at AMCAP Home Loans, is we have that power buyer program, folks, and that's where the Radio Realtors, out of our commission, pay up to $5,000 of your closing costs. Nobody else I know does that, and it only works as if you're willing to work with one of our preferred mortgage lenders like Sammy Campbell. So I tell you what, Sammy's number, if you want to call her directly and be able to talk to her, her number is 817-778-4592. That's 817-778-4592. Or the website is informedmortgagefinancing.com. That's informedmortgagefinancing.com. And if you missed any of that, you can always give us a call here at the Radio Realtors. We're at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And thanks once again for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
All right, everybody. We'll be back right after this. Robert Lewis here, and I'm sure you've heard the news. Mortgage interest rates are expected to go up, but it's still not too late to capitalize on historically low rates. Our friend Sammy Campbell and her team at AmCap Home Loans are helping people just like you in a variety of ways, including possibly lowering your monthly payment, removing expensive mortgage insurance, or reducing the length of your loan. All of these things could save you tons of money in unnecessary interest. And with home prices continuing to rise in Northern California, you can easily tap into your equity to pay off high-interest credit cards, make home improvements, or use it however you like. And get this, if you're ready to buy a home, Sammy and her team at AmCap Home Loans make the pre-approval process super easy and stress-free. Call Sammy Campbell now at 817-778-4592. That's 817-778-4592 or online at informedmortgagefinancing.com. NMLS ID number 277792, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com, Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. Proudly coming to you from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. And Phil said, we just got a call on the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Somebody that was asking for me to give out Sammy Campbell from AmCap Home Loans phone number and website one more time. So I'm going to give it to you. Write this down. 817-778-4592 is Sammy's direct line, and her website is informedmortgagefinancing.com. That's informedmortgagefinancing.com. So we're going to wrap up the show with the most common questions asked by home sellers. And selling a home that you've lived in and loved over the years isn't exactly like unloading your collection of old VHS movies on Facebook Marketplace. It's hard. It's emotional. And above all else, it's kind of complicated. And a great deal of questions will likely come to mind during the process, and they might possibly keep you up at night. Not too long ago on the show, we uncovered the most common questions asked by homebuyers, but since most people on the other end of this deal have a lot on their minds as well, today we're going to take on the most common questions that we hear from sellers, and these are questions that you listeners have texted in, so let's jump right into it. So question number one, this is from Cindy in Citrus Heights, and her question is, how much needs to be done to my house before putting it on the market? Well, this is a great question, Cindy, and thanks for sending it in. Many sellers have extreme anxiety over the thought of having to clear out and fix up their home, so much so that it can prevent them from putting their home on the market in the first place. However, in most cases, there's no need for you to panic here or to overthink things. Usually, there's far less to do than homeowners think. So before spending months and thousands of dollars upgrading your place or just throwing up your hands and giving up before you begin, give us a call here at the Radio Realtors, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Radio. We can come out and check your home out, give it a once-over, and you might be pleasantly surprised by your current sales prospects. Plus, we have more options for selling your home than any other realtors. We have targeted marketing approach. We have cash offers. We even have the quick fix and list option where we'll actually pay money to help get your home into tip-top shape. So give us a call, 833-32-RADIO, or go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, question number two is from Rick in Stockton. And his question is, how much is my house worth? And it looks like Phil, our producer, got your address, Rick, so we can give you a specific answer when we call you. However, while the median house price is in 2021 was about $375,000, the exact price of your own home is going to depend on its size, the neighborhood, and lots of other factors. And further complicating matters is your own maybe distorted point of view of your home, because we tend to mentally inflate our home's positives and airbrush out the flaws that are all too apparent to the cold, calculating eyes of buyers. People always seem to compare their house to the most expensive sale in the neighborhood. Instead, you got to look at the prices of comparably sized homes that have recently sold in your area, data that we can give you as your realtors, simply called comps. And after that, we want to price your home strategically, resulting in multiple offers, get that premium we've been talking about. Now, question number three is from Emily in Orangevale, and she said, how long will it take to sell my home? Well, right now, Emily, nationally, houses are spending around 25 days on the market before they sell. Although the time's going to vary widely based on your area and the price. But right now, most areas of Northern California, homes are staying on the market for around 7 to 14 days. But even so, you want to price your home competitively and make sure that you're getting your home in front of as many people as you possibly can. The higher the exposure, the faster the offers. And that's one of the reasons why we pride ourselves in showcasing your home for our listings on more than 350 websites and spreading the word on your home with targeted approaches on social networks like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We have sold dozens of homes for over list price through social media and what we're doing with our specific targeted marketing. Now, question number four is from Judy in Roseville. She's asking, is staging really important? You know, on average, a stage home, Judy, sells 88% faster and for 20% more money than a home that's left as is. The reason it works, of course, is because it gives buyers a stage onto which they can play out their home-owning fantasies and really envision themselves living in your home. Now, the next question, I love this one. It says, should I be present when buyers view my house? And this is from Jim in Lincoln. The short answer is no. Do not be in the home when people are viewing your home. There's not any situation in which this is appropriate, unfortunately. Now, the last question here is from Carrie in Rancho Cordova, and she said, what's the agent's commission? You know, this is a good question, but commission can vary. It's typically around 5 to 6% of a home's sale price, and that's usually shared with the buyer's agent. But what's implied, I think, by this question from Carrie is, what are realtors doing to earn that fat paycheck, right? Well, here are some facts to keep in mind. You know, unlike lawyers who most of them get paid by the hour, or doctors who are paid by the appointment, listing agents don't get paid unless they sell your home. And for every hour an agent spends with a client, we typically spend maybe 9 hours on average working on your behalf, doing everything from networking to finding potential buyers to filling out paperwork to doing our targeted marketing and things. We actually spend much more than those 9 hours. But there's a lot of work that goes into helping you get the premium for your home that you deserve. And you know, not all agents are created equal. I had an appointment with a client not too long ago who said that they had interviewed a realtor who, when they asked them what did they do differently to market a home to get top dollar, this agent said, all she had to do was list the home and the market would dictate the rest. She didn't really have to do anything special. Well, that's kind of like saying that all you need to do is climb into your car and your car is going to get you where you want to go. You know, if you don't care what your home sells for, you might want to go with that first option. However, if you want to sell your home for the highest amount you can get, Having the Radio Realtors utilizing our targeted marketing approach gets the most eyeballs on your home and the multiple offers that you want guaranteed. Give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this show. Make it a great week, everybody. Robert Lewis here, and I'm sure you've heard the news. Mortgage interest rates are expected to go up, but it's still not too late to capitalize on historically low rates. Our friend Sammy Campbell and her team at AmCap Home Loans are helping people just like you in a variety of ways, including possibly lowering your monthly payment, removing expensive mortgage insurance, or reducing the length of your loan. All of these things could save you tons of money in unnecessary interest. And with home prices continuing to rise in Northern California, you can easily tap into your equity to pay off high interest credit cards, make home improvements, or use it however you like. And get this, if you're ready to buy a home, Sammy and her team at AmCap Home Loans make the pre-approval process super easy and stress-free. Call Sammy Campbell now at 817-778-4592. That's 817-778-4592 or online at informedmortgagefinancing.com. NMLS ID number 277792, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. If you feel like you've been priced out of the greater Sacramento housing market, I have some great news for you. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento. It offers brand new three-bedroom and four-bedroom solar-owned homes that start in the high $300,000 range. They have granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious lots, and they're close to nice amenities such as shopping, restaurants, and parks. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with EXP Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. We can get you exclusive access, a private tour, and special buyer incentives. We can also help you reserve your new home with just a small deposit. And get this, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and even investors are welcome. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, 833-32-RADIO. DRE number 0140-6275. At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.